Hi, my name is Carol Chen. I'm the community manager for ManageIQ.
What is ManageIQ?
ManageIQ, in a brief form, is a cloud management platform. And it's best used when you have like a hybrid complex system or environment with different clouds, both public and private. Anything from Google Cloud to OpenStack to we're also adding like container management because containers are so popular nowadays. Through OpenShift, that's container management through with ManageIQ.
So it's like an abstraction layer.
Yes, it's like a meta manager of sorts that sits on top of the different systems and managers and provides like a single interface and dashboard so you can see everything what's going on. You can deploy VMs from the different providers that you have hooked up to the ManageIQ system. You can generate reports, usage data, see if there's something going wrong, you can fix it really quickly because everything is visually very well presented.
But if you wanted to, can you migrate machines from one service to another?
Yes, there is possibility. You can write certain automation scripts that check for certain conditions and make that happen.
So you could run your own services internally and then you get slashed, the old slash dotted and Twitter, I suppose.
Yeah, you're right.
You are trending on Twitter and then you can move everything over to AWS.
Right.
Like if
do
you support AWS? Node.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
I'm not sure about the extent of the support, because there are some that's more supported than others.
But you can rent in services.
Right.
And who's behind this project?
Red Hat is the supporting ManageIQ.
Yeah.
The Red Hat product called CloudForms is the downstream version of ManageIQ. Yes. Yeah.
Okay,
so ManageIQ is upstream. It's open source. It's open for contributions.
Yes.
It's written in Ruby on Rails. So we have a lot of great Ruby engineers with us and. So it's a really active community, and we welcome people to learn more about it from our website, ManageIQ.org. And,
License is it under?
Sorry?
What's the license?
Apache.
Apache.
Yes. It used to be dual license. I think it was MIT and Apache, but just last February, it's now Apache 2.0.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. So what have you been doing with the project last year?
I actually just joined Red Hat last year, and so I just got to learn about the project myself, and we have been trying to get more awareness around the project, because I think people might know CloudForms and not ManageIQ so much, so we have been attending these open source conferences to let people know, hey, this is really powerful tool that you can just use it for yourself if you have like some kind of a hybrid system that needs a bit more control over, so you don't have to be big enterprise to make use of it, because it's free and open source, so it's available for everyone.
And what's the plans for the coming year then?
More events, more I've been traveling quite a bit for this, which I'm really happy to get paid for what I love doing, which is talking about ManageIQ and traveling. So and also we are having more additional providers. We are working with Ansible. So there's Ansible integration coming up very soon.
But Ansible's a Red Hat project now.
It is, but the thing is also a lot of people use Ansible, whether or not. And previously, for some of the automation tasks in ManageIQ, you have to know Ruby code to be able to run write some of the scripts. But with Ansible, you can take the playbooks. Exactly. Which makes it
takes away the pain of making
tea. Because some people say, I'm not a programmer. I don't want to sit down and write code just for certain things. Yeah. So now it kind of makes it easier for that.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. Anything else that we missed or you want to bring to our attention? Any events that are coming up that you're going to be asked that people can?
Well, I will be at FOSS Asia, which is in Singapore next month.
Super.
Yes, and we will also be at Red Hat Summit. I think we are also attending OpenStack Summit in Boston, which is the one coming up. Oh, KubeCon in Berlin.
Yeah.
Is it Berlin? KubeCon in Berlin. So we'll have probably some kind of demos at each of these events.
Yeah.
And I think just go to ManageIQ.org and click on community, where they should have that will be the updated event list, because right now my mind is a bit blank. So I may have said all the events and dates wrong, I don't know.
Better check on the website. Yes. Don't go booking tickets, folks. Yeah.
right, check it before you book it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Well, thanks very much for talking to us. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of the show.
You too, thank you.